people who love them.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of The Thing About Cars. It's another fun day here in Atlanta, Georgia. We are recording, as always, in Strongbox West Atlanta. Around the table, we're surrounded by old friends for this particular session.
Not that old.
Not, well, you may not be that. I'm old, but
then give it away. Becca.
Ben.
And?
Kathy.
Kathy, you're new to the table. Welcome.
Thank you. Yay. I'm excited to be here.
And I've been wanting to make this happen for a long time, so I'm glad you can make it.
Oh, yay.
You have said in the past that you don't know anything about cars.
I don't know anything about cars. I love driving, though.
Yes.
But I'm a very bad driver.
You're a very bad driver?
Yes.
Like, how bad?
There's a stereotype that, like, an old stereotype that females are bad drivers, and I don't think I'm a bad driver because I'm stereotypical female. Like, I'm not, like, putting on makeup while I'm driving unless the cop pulling me over is cute, and then, you know, might as well flirt and get out of the ticket. But I'm so bad at driving, like, I've often thought I should get an award for it because, like, it could be, like, an Oscar, but instead of, like, a statue, it could be, like, a bobblehead or a hula girl.
For the worst driver?
Yeah, for the worst
That's
driver.
That's really not a good goal, considering.
Really, it's not even the statue. I want to make that acceptance speech because I have this fascination with acceptance. I would say something like, I want to thank all the little people for playing in the street. And it just goes to show that you can achieve anything if you keep your eyes on the prize and off the road. So
nice.
There you go. There you go.
Well, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should institute worst driver awards or something like that. But I don't know how we'd go about awarding that. I mean, the logistics of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get run over, first of all.
I feel if, like, kids can get participation ribbons,
yeah,
I can have a worst driving award.
Would you put that on your resume?
What kind of job? Are you a driver?
Yeah. The coolest thing I have on my resume right now is 2006 Time Person of the Year.
Wow.
Because it was you.
Yes.
And so I always like, do they catch it?
I so want to do that to my resume now.
You should. Nice. I think you should. I give that to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, okay. Again, I'm glad we can do this. And
me too.
If we can help with the driving thing, or if you're just content, just let me know when you're on the road so I can take a break.
Okay.
Exactly. I have a friend who's legally blind every once in a while will go out and drive. It's like, would you please warn me so I can keep my children off the road?
Let's put it this way. My husband has no depth perception, and he's a better driver than I am.
Oh, wow.
Oh, honey. Makes me want to do. There was this one thing I was thinking about doing, like this internal trivia, not for everybody else, you know, the listeners to have to guess on. Almost makes me want to do it now.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm intrigued.
Ask a question, see if y'all can answer it. Okay. Maybe spread driving knowledge. You guys know I get very frustrated at drivers. So.
Oh yeah.
We all do.
I'm giving her a look. It's like.
What's the question? Yeah. Are you going to ask the question or?
Well, do you want me to?
Yeah, let's
do
it.
The one that had crossed my mind when I was driving the other day, I'm not entirely sure why it was the one that crossed my mind. It was not why the person had pissed me off in front of me. The slashed areas on the road, and by that I mean there are paint stripes over them.
The gore zones. Yeah.
I was going to ask if you knew what they were called.
Yes.
And I was going to see if she knew first. But Mickey. Thank you, Mickey,
for just jumping out.
Okay, so.
Go ahead and ask it. We can add it in.
So I'll direct this back over to you, though. Do you know what the Gores mean?
Like Edward Gorey. I have no idea.
It's an area of road. It's painted with stripes. Going across some like diagonal stripes.
Is that where everyone gets killed or is that why?
It means don't drive here.
Oh, okay.
It's a paved area, but it's either there's a merge or a separation and they end up with this area that can cause problems. So they stripe over it and it's called the gore and you don't drive on it.
So where does the word gore come from in this regard?
I don't know. Whoever named it was in Pamplona for the running of the bulls. I don't know.
Maybe it was
the dude's name.
I still
say it's where everyone dies.
It's where the body parts get brushed into after the accident.
Well, I've heard a statistic that more more lethal accidents occur because people are trying to jump the gore zone than any other type of...
Yes.
Like Dukes of Hazzard style?
No, not like...
They didn't have gores in Dukes of Hazzard. Is it bad that I know that?
No.
No, they were jumping a lot more than gores.
Yes, no, but I've seen people try to...
Never meaning no harm.
They never meant no harm, yeah.
But they wouldn't change if they could.
Okay, now we're going to put the brakes on that right now. So we've had this really cool thing happen that I want to, that we're going to talk about in future episodes as well, is that we have this sort of relationship with this publisher. Hey, how are you?
Hello. Hey, baby. Need a ride?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're contacted by Quarto Publishing, and they do, I think, some really slick books. The gentleman that I spoke to, Steve describes them as sort of coffee table style books, but they're more than just slick, pretty pictures. There's decent write-up in the samples that he sent us and continues to send us. And I shared the first batch of them with Ben. Ben, what did you think?
Oh, I thought they were great.
Yeah. I mean, like, you had one that was how to redo a certain, restore a certain generation of Camaro.
Yeah, it was the first generation Camaro. I think that's 67 to 69. It was a restoration guide, and this one's in soft cover, and it was basically everything you need to know to make your Camaro correct if you're restoring it. All the little details about, you know, which submodel had what doodads, different option packages, and, you know, how it should all look. And
very detailed.
Yes, extremely. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like down to the kind of striping in some cases and things like that.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
I know some Mustang people that could use that.
That's a funny thing that you should mention that, because among the samples that he sent us is this one, which I thought you might appreciate. And in fact, there's...
Oh, honey, you do love me. This is the best present ever.
I do love you. It is true. Here, Kathy, you want to take a look at this one?
Okay, obviously... Here, let me help pass along. Obviously, I'm looking at this absolutely gorgeous book with a... well, it's titled Shelby Mustang, so it has the picture of one up front. Oh, and a really pretty rear end
look
in the back.
Look at the ass on that thing, yes.
I didn't know if you were going to give me the wagging finger if I said, look at that ass. Oh, my God.
We may have to bleep, but then we can do that later.
can I make some inappropriate sounds?
Yeah, sure. That book is yours, babe.
Oh, my God. I love you. I love you. Look at this. I know you guys can't see this.
So here's the funny thing. When I first told you I had something for you, this book was not it. We have another one. Oh. It's coming. So,
well, no, I'm coming, but
so there'll be another one that is sort of Mustang themed, but the stuff that we get is, I mean, some of them are hardcover, some of them are soft. The pictures are always fantastic.
It's not soft.
And they're not all, you know, detailed restoration guides. No, like that one. Yeah. Like there was another one that was a large hardcover. It was all the Porsche 911, basically the entire model family over its whole almost 60-year run. And then there's another one that was about Jaguar, just the brand as a whole.
Right.
And they're all just fabulously detailed, great pictures, lots and lots of good information.
This one has my initials. It's meant to be my car.
I think you need that one, yes. So the company is Quarto Publishing. I think the website is quartonose.com. Becca, what's the title of that, and how do we tell people where to find it?
And actually, it does. I want to go ahead. Oh, and I'm very familiar with this part of it, the Motorbooks brand. A lot of the books that I have in the Mustang room are Motorbooks. The website for these, thequartonose.com, quartokno.com. And I was kind of mentioning this, but I don't know, we may have, in my excitement, may have been talking under or over people, but this is Shelby Mustang, the total performance pony car.
And we have another one at the table that Kathy's got currently. What's that one called, Kathy?
That's Hemi Muscle 70 Years, Chrysler, Dodge, and Plymouth High Performance.
I doubt my Liberty is in there. But Eric would probably love that one.
I think Eric would love that. That is totally a Mopar fan's book.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything in there catch your eye, Kathy?
Basically, any red car.
And that one's even got red wheels.
Yeah, I know. It's here a red go. Car with red wheels.
Red Mustang.
Ooh. Yeah. I used to drive a red Mustang.
Get out of here. Really?
You just invited me here. I have to leave. No, I used to drive, like, it was a, you know, 80-something, 87 or something like that, red Mustang, and, you know, bought it pretty cheap, and it was, I went from a Chevy Caprice Classic to a little red Mustang. I like to say that I had my midlife crisis at 21, where I broke off my engagement and I started driving a red Mustang.
That's lovely. Mm. That's
okay, classic. This is so very familiar.
Yeah?
Okay.
I had to have met her before.
It's possible.
Because
get around.
I know.
She does know Leslie.
Well, there you go, right there.
I think you know Leslie.
Which Leslie?
You know I know Leslie. I've known Leslie since sixth grade.
We're completely off target here. So what's Leslie's last name again?
Smith.
Oh, I do know Leslie Smith.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but we are so very off target.
So what does Leslie drive?
Beats the hell out of me. We should go ask her.
She's not a car person. No, last I heard, it was like a Honda or something, and there was that one auto shop, Catherine's or something, when she was having some car trouble, which is strangely right across the street from where Eric works.
Small world. You never know.
But what you were saying, strangely, my first three cars, including my first Mustang, was red, and I hate red cars.
Really?
Yeah. I find them to be a cliche.
Oh, yeah.
So it just... I don't know. And I learned the hard way in my third car. My first car was a Camaro. My second one was a Mustang. My third one was totally different from what you would think I would drive. And that's when I get pulled over. And the cop tells me because I'm the one in the red car. Because I was number 5 in a line of 8.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Why did you pull me over? I asked him why. And he said, you're the red car.
How fast were you going?
Well, I was 5th car in a line of 8. I mean, it was still 75. So decent. But... yeah. You know, it's not like I was...
I think, though, that some cops, given the choice, will simply pull over the pretty person.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Some do.
Yeah. I've seen that happen around me, too, actually. I was driving really, really fast. I passed a woman who was all... I mean, but it was one of those situations where she was probably going 75 and I was going 85. Mm-hmm. And the woman got pulled over and I did not.
Interesting. Yeah. For as bad of a driver as I am, I've only gotten one speeding ticket.
You better knock on wood, or if you're going to get pulled over. I've been pulled over just for cops to talk to me about my car.
Yeah, I believe it.
So many times in my Mustangs, they've pulled me over for some stupid thing, and they want to talk to me about my car.
Talk about the Mustang. Yeah.
So what's the information on that book, Kathy? Is there anything on the back cover about how to find it and how to turn people towards that particular title?
It's the same website.
Uh-huh.
And I could read the ISBN number if that helps.
One more time. Let's just go with the general title.
The general title is Hemi Muscle, 70 Years, Chrysler, Dodge, and Plymouth High Performance.
Excellent. You know what I think we should do? I think The Thing About Cars should give that book away to a listener.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Poor Eric. Well, he's not here. Sorry, Eric. We love you, but...
it's almost Christmas.
Well, we may have another book coming that has Eric's name on it. So let's do for this book the same thing we did for the sealskin cover. If you're listening and you would like to receive this complimentary copy of this book, go to the Thing About Cars website. That's thethingaboutcars.com. And somewhere on that front page, you will see... a blog post or something that says Hemi Muscle 70 Years giveaway, book giveaway or something like that. I haven't titled yet because I haven't written it yet. But somewhere you'll see the Mopar book giveaway. And if you'll just fill out that quick Google form, we'll pick a winner at random after, say, a week, maybe 2 weeks. And no, let's deep in a week. Let's do this quick because I think we're going to have a lot of books to give away.
We just might.
Yeah. So let's say 1 week later, we'll give away the next book. And we'll just play it like that. So I promise you as the listener that we want your email address just for purposes of contacting you about this thing. We're never going to spam you. We're never going to sell the email list to anybody else. That's just not who we are. But that is how we, that is our primary means of contact. And, we look forward to giving away this book to one of you. Hey, speaking of giveaways, the sealskin cover giveaway.
Oh yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah. Guess who won?
Who?
The name that Ben might recognize actually. So of all the people that entered, John Vivani.
Oh yeah,
won John. The thing. I should say John V, and not name him. Right, we'll have to go back and bleep out his last name. But but John actually won. And get this, he didn't keep the sealskin cover. He gave it to his father to put on his 1994 Viper. that has only 2,000 miles on it.
Wow.
I'm like, this thing is just kept in the driveway, and he must just like not even breathe on it. It looks so clean. So I put we've got some pictures. John was kind enough to send us some pictures of his dad using the thing.
Great.
Well, that's sweet of him to give it to his dad, though.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And when this episode goes live, we'll be sure to post that blog post as well to thank John and to thank Sealskin Covers. We really appreciate what they've done, and it looks like a quality product, and we hope we can do that again sometime in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So way to go. What else is our agenda for today? We've got about 4 minutes left.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. We've got lots of things to pick from.
You're getting really close to driving the Lotus.
Yeah, pretty close.
How close?
Well, really, the only thing that's kind of keeping me from at least taking it around the block right now, other than not having a seat in it, and that's...
That would be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I can stick the
You'd
seat in.
You'd be surprised.
I can bolt the seat in about 2 minutes.
All right.
Ben has already been around the block, though.
Of course, yeah. But the only thing that's keeping the car from really...
Like a personal problem.
Yeah, right. The only thing that's really keeping the car in the garage right now is the clutch hydraulics.
Mm.
I had an issue with the master cylinder. I put a rebuild kit in it, and the seal was sticking really, really badly in both directions, where I'd have to really whack the cylinder on the workbench to, you know, get the piston back out. I eventually did fix that. It wound up just needing a special cleaning. I had soaked it in some diesel, which is, you know, the kind of the old shade tree, you know, cure-all for stuck things, but that didn't help any. And I did this with all the rubber parts removed, just in case any listeners are, you know, wondering, questioning my sanity here. Stripped the cylinder down to just the metal casting and dunked it in the bucket there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that didn't help. So after that, I tried denatured alcohol and some scrubbing with a toothbrush, you know, get in there and just give it a good working over. And, of course, everybody's missing my gestures out there listening.
Thank goodness.
But, yeah. And I didn't see any crud come out of it, but it works a lot better now.
Does it really?
It does.
Just denatured alcohol, and that fixed it.
It's a good solvent. It's good for cleaning a lot of things.
Huh.
Well, so that's back in the car. But now I'm having problems with the line from the master cylinder to the slave cylinder leaking at either end. You know, it uses those banjo fittings with copper washers. I'm using brand new washers, and the top is only weeping a little bit, and the bottom's leaking like a sieve. The slave cylinder's new, too, by the way.
Hmm.
But the other part you were talking about is the one you waited for so long to be rebuilt, though, isn't it?
No, that was the brake master cylinder.
Which is working fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we probably need to tell Kathy what the actual problem is. She's looking at us like we've invented cold fusion.
It's like you're trying to teach a puppy how to do calculus.
Well, this is just a simple hydraulic mechanism. You push the clutch pedal, it pushes a piston, that squirts fluid down a tube, which pushes on another piston, and that makes your clutch work.
Nice.
And it doesn't work if the fluid leaks.
That would be a problem.
Yeah, because then you don't have enough pressure to push on the piston.
Yeah, because if you're going even more basic, a hydraulic system is a pressurized system using fluid. So if the fluid's leaking out, the pressure isn't there.
Yeah.
Right. Your brakes work the same way.
Yeah, so if there's even a pinpoint leak somewhere along the system, your brakes are not as effective as they should be.
I learned something new today.
Yeah. So it's the same thing with the clutch. If there's even a minor leak along the clutch line somewhere, you're not getting enough pressure to make the clutch do what it needs to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now you've got the leaks on both ends.
Yeah. Well, on the master cylinder end, I know that the area where the washer that seals the whole thing, you know, meets the surface, that surface needs a little dressing up. Mm-hmm. So I've taken some really, really, really fine sandpaper on, just wrapped it around the end of something that's flat. And I've been kind of carefully, you know, so I keep it flat, not get any rounded contour into it. You need a good flat surface for that washer to make contact. So I've been dressing that surface up. The other end, we'll see what it takes.
I wonder. I mean, that seems like, what, tens of thousands of an inch difference?
Yeah.
And that's going to fix the leak?
In theory.
Has your clutch system been eating Olestra? You know, that gives anal leakage.
Exactly.
Oh, geez.
What about
DOT-3, as far as I know.
I mean, you guys know I love to jerry-rig things. What about using rubberized gasket sealant? I mean, you can
maybe
squish it down in there. It can be a thousandths or, you know, if it's an irregular surface, it can bridge the differences in there.
But the rubber probably wouldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of sealant. There's different sealants. It's a thought. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah. A rubber-coated washer might be a little more effective, but, you know, again, whether it's the right size and everything, you know, yeah.
Well, that may be our stopping point for the moment.
If you have, so.
If the listener has any comments about how Ben can fix his clutch problems.
JB Weld?
JB.
Well, because it's soft and pliable until it sets in place. So again, it would make up for any differences causing any leaks in that area.
And it is sandable and, you know, all that.
But you'd have a heck of a time getting it out once it was time to remove it.
This is true. You'd probably be looking at some more serious work if he anticipates having to do it a lot. Yeah. By
JB Weld is Kathy's again. I don't know if you're familiar with this stuff. It's a two-part epoxy product, and you mix a resin with a hardener and you mix it up.
Well, it's not even that difficult because it's
suspended metal particles.
It's a putty with a different putty in the middle and a different putty on the outside, and you blend it together. And there are some that are chemical resistant, and
after
some
a few minutes. Once you've done the blending, it gets really, really hard.
Okay.
Like rock hard, you can't move it any more hard. And so Becca's saying stick some of that in there.
There are so many disgusting things I want to say right now.
Well, I wouldn't want to use it to actually make a seal, but if it will make the surface smoother, you know, if it'll fill in some of the little imperfections.
Right, right.
So should Kathy say any of her disgusting things?
I shouldn't be the only one. No.
We should end on that note.
Well, you should say it, but I'm going to go ahead and say to our listeners, we'll fade out on the trail of disgusting things, right? But thanks to our listeners for listening. Of course, if you have suggestions for Ben, please send them in to us. You can always contact us via our webpage, thethingaboutcars.com, where you'll find the form for the Hemi Muscle 70 Years book giveaway and other good news with The Thing About Cars. Thanks, as always, for being a part of our family. Here's where we start to fade out. What disgusting things are there?
Oh, you know, just so many things about twisting something and making it hard.
You generally don't want to twist the thing that gets hard. You can twist something else. And
yeah, there you go.
I hope our distributors don't twist us off after that.
Just saying, usually that one doesn't like to be twisted. But. Anything else disgusting?
Thank you for listening. This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.